This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I want to thank them for that. Thanks to Matt Anaya. He got all the screens up.
Does
and
a good
running.
Job. Yeah, yes. He really fixed that screen below you. I don't know what you did to kick it or whatever, but he did fix it.
Yeah. You said something, and it was like you hit me with a hammer on the leg. I just shot out,
boom,
and kicked something.
Broken.
That's how it works. And want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Wednesday, March 26th, Shane Reardon's birthday.
Is it really? Is it Shane's birthday? I wish I'd known.
Oh, my God, I wish I'd known.
I'd like to get him
a birthday gift, Shane.
Of some sort. Happy birthday, Shane.
Oh, my God.
Bless you, sir. That's fantastic.
Sorry to jump in, boys, but that's my producer, and I had no idea. My God. Whoops.
Shane's flummoxed because he doesn't have a microphone in front of him. That's pretty good.
We want to thank our executive producer, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
By the way, I can't be the only one bothered by this, can I?
Yes.
It's opening day. That's not even day in Arizona. It's night. It's not even a nationally televised game. It's not like it's the four-letter network or MLB network, like second or third game of the day as they celebrate.
I wish all the lid lifters were at the same time. 3:10. That's a good time. 3:10, like the Sox. That would be 1:10 in Arizona.
I'm also confused about that.
Why? They always do that.
I know, but like, is that the old businessman special?
Yeah. Two martinis. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work. As
good vibes, Ben.
Good vibes.
There you go.
Yeah, there we get some good
and
vibes.
And that is Matt Spiegel. Matt Spiegel.
Oh, my goodness.
Has the world gone mad? Oh. Is the whole world upside down?
This is exciting. We don't get to do this. We don't get to hang out and see each other and do transition
No.
This is amazing.
And Matt is here with the great Lawrence Hall.
Lawrence
is here.
Lawrence is here. Yes. All right.
They got these air horns.
The grand entrance.
Air horns, Lawrence.
All right. There we go, Lawrence.
These guys are headed to Vegas.
Yeah.
And, you know, give me the yo. Always fun.
That'd be fun, right?
Yeah. I mean, personally, I'm a kind of a hard eight guy. Like to play the hard eight. Just kind of like the sixes and eights when I'm on the table, because there's so many sevens that will ruin your life.
Hopefully you get a little 6 or 8.
I should chase down some crap, some communal gambling this time around, because I don't usually do it. Right? It's community. It feels like you're part of a hang.
It's like, get on my back. I'm going to bring you home, and everybody's in it together.
It's a beautiful thing when it goes well. There's nothing better in Vegas than the energy of a craps table where people are doing their thing.
But what if it doesn't go well?
You walk into a casino.
It happens quick, and you're done. You move on to the next thing.
Like, when you walk into the casino, a lot of it is like you know, there's everybody wants a cart, no more. You know, it's a lot of hand gestures. You can hear the craps. You can hear it. And when you hear it, run for it. Run. Because when the table's hot, that's when you jump in.
The last time that we were out there, the time before when we were out there, I went over to the D, and you could feel like the energy from a craps table. You could hear it. And I was like, all right, here's my table. 25 minutes later.
Wow. That's a long time on a craps table.
It's a really long time.
Must have been winning.
Yep. So I asked the guy who was rolling, because I think it ended up being like 26 rolls or something like
that. That's unbelievable.
And
you know the average roll?
We all got
less than two.
Yeah. We all got well. We all got well.
The average is less than two?
Oh, yeah. You got the 7 comes up, ruins your life. There it is again. But you got to be an arm, buddy. See what I'm saying?
I realize that I really need to do it and feel it, because I love stuff like that where the vibes of the table.
Good vibes, babe.
But seriously, also, David, it's like I love that in teams when I feel like I can identify it in our sports teams.
Yep.
Or certainly in bands, like I have felt it where, like, oh, those guys are cooking. That makes me play better.
It's what I'm saying. That's what the feeling is.
Right.
I was in Panama, of all places, with my two brothers. The three of us are there. We go into a casino. We had been rip-roaring the night before, but we were a little beaten up. So we're moving kind of slow. And this guy's on the table, and we're standing there. And the guy, like, turns around and looks at us fairly desperately. Háblame, háblame. And we're like, yeah, let's go. You know, like, get on my back. Uh-huh. We jump on his back. Guy must have hit 20 points. It was like the most amazing roll in a casino I've ever seen.
Wow.
But because he asked for a little help.
Because
we jumped in.
He wanted a little bit of juice.
That's what he needed. He needed the energy.
You're making me think of the movie The Cooler.
That's the greatest movie. Oh, hilarious.
William H. Macy. He's just walking bad luck. He is living, breathing bad luck.
Until he falls in love.
Yep, I know. But the casino boss, Alec Baldwin, just sends him out to stand near people that are beating the house.
And he brings them down
just by his existence.
Roll them up.
Alec Baldwin is so despicable in that movie. It's a great movie.
He was playing to type. Who knew?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Who knew?
I mean, when you think about it, when you look at his career, what's the role or the movie where Alec Baldwin played like a nice guy?
You know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I in the 30 Rock. I mean, I know he was.
I mean,
he was funny.
Yeah.
He's funny.
He was funny.
But
he was very funny in that.
Yeah.
That's interesting, Lawrence. Like, he was always kind of a bag, but he could play likable bag. That's what he was really good at doing, was playing sort of bad guy. But you can tell there's a heart there, and so you still kind of like him.
Maybe.
Really? Is there?
I mean, even
in Glengarry Glenn Ross, like the quintessential. Dad? What's the movie where he says he's God?
Put the coffee down.
Where
for closers.
Where he said that God's not in that operating room.
That's because they're trying to get the money. Yeah, that's outstanding.
I mean, his whole career, there's never been like a face turn for him in these movies.
That's Malice.
Malice, thank you.
I didn't realize Malice, written by Aaron Sorkin.
Wow.
Makes me want to.
I didn't know.
Can recognize the rhetoric and the pacing.
Exactly. The rhythm too.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, we're getting waved
now
at. We got to be out of here a minute ago.
Really?
Have a great trip.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, we got to get to spots.
We got stuff. Yeah. We got
Brandon
to talk about.
Listen,
my God. Yeah. Well, can you ask us what's coming on the show?
What's
Molly?
Coming up on the show?
No, ask us in the way that we love so much.
So, what the hell are you doing?
It's close. But no, come on.
No,
I don't even.
He's not a jukebox man. Yeah, he's not a jukebox.
Put a diamond, and I will kind of shake your bed for a long time, and that's about it.
He's got to feel it. He's got to feel it.
All right, that's
here's what we got coming up on the show.
We'll learn it some other
time. Joe Buck is going to be on the show at noon.
He's doing an opening day game.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to him about a lot of different things, and we're very much looking forward to it. We had this incredible conversation with Sean King yesterday, and there was a good breakdown of Caleb Williams that we will share with the people. But why don't we start things off by talking about the Bulls, the Bulls and what they might be building over there on the West Side. Spieg's got some feelings. I feel like it might be September baseball. There's a whole thing. So we're going to get into that after Tanny's Open, which is next here on The Score.
Have a great show.